Hello, it's Wednesday, October the 6th, and we're back again in Isaiah 54. There's a third image. We've already seen the first one, a barren woman rejoicing in her family and a lonely wife being comforted by a husband. The third one we'll look at tomorrow, but in verses 9 and 10, we have a digression almost. It's a poetic meditation on the days of Noah and the flood. He's picking up on that because God is punishing his people by sending them into exile in Babylon for 70 years. But he wants them to understand that he is not punishing them like he did at the time of Noah when eight souls were saved. There's a pledge. This is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. It's a pledge. That sign and seal of the covenant with Noah was a rainbow. Actually, in Hebrew, it's a war bow. It's in the shape of a bow, like a bow and arrow. And he's turning that weapon into a sign of peace. That never again will he judge the earth in the way that he did back in Genesis chapter 6. So he pledges here to show and demonstrate his steadfast love, his chesed love, and that his covenant of peace shall not be removed. Yes, there's discipline, but it's a discipline designed to grow his people and to bring his people to repentance. Well, we look at the third image in Isaiah 54 tomorrow, but have a wonderful day.